together. But if there were, like, Black or Hispanic or Spanish people who lived in Roswell and, like, in the same neighborhoods that most of the other kids did, like, they were all friends. It's just more, like, where they came from.
So you would say maybe, like, Roswell creates an identity even across the ethnicities, or did you see more, like, the Black kids from here would hang out with the Black kids that were bussed in more?
No, it would be, like, the kids who are actually from Roswell hanging out, and then the kids who were bussed in would hang out together.
Okay.
But I don't think it wasn't, like, racist, or I never really noticed any of that. I'm sure there probably were some people who were, but...
Well, how about any cool stories, interesting stories? I mean, they could just be interesting to you, or it's just something you could tell me about your experience at Roswell High School, personally.
Nothing really all that interesting about Roswell. Football's really big. I mean, pretty much everything goes to football. Our principal, for Wentz Survivor, he could have gone to, like, he could have been on Survivor or been the principal at Roswell, and he decided to be the principal instead of going to Survivor. That was a cool little fact. That was before I started going there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, nothing really interesting. Interesting how? I mean, they had their share of, like, fights that had to be broken up. The halls were really, really crowded. I don't know.
If you had to pick an incident, if somebody was to tell me a cool story about your high school career, do you have anything?
Probably not. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I don't have anything.
Well, maybe you think of something.
Okay.
Does
that have to be in school or, like, at school? Or
no,
just...
I mean, just anything.
I'm sure we did something exciting. We had a lot of themed parties. It was kind of like mini Greek life my senior year. We had, a lot of actually politically incorrect parties. Gatherings. Like, we'd have, like, an Asian night and then, like, a Mexican night. But,
and that was
because that's all there is to do in Roswell is sit around and hang out and watch movies. And eat.
Alright. So how do these work? How do these parties used?
Just friends getting together. I mean, they weren't like huge parties. It was just with my group of friends.
Yeah.
Someone would organize it. We had a black and white. It's pretty much like Laguna Beach, but in Roswell would be the best way to at least describe my senior year. But yeah, we had a black and white party. It was catered. There's a dance floor and a DJ. Yeah, they go all out in Roswell. But, yeah.
Cool. Well, what would you say you do on a more normal basis around here? Are there specific hangouts or are there things that kids normally do after school?
Hangout-wise, Brewster's, which is an ice cream place, or Starbucks. No, there's really not a lot to do in Roswell. It's either go to a movie or eat somewhere, go out to eat, or go shopping. It's pretty much limitations.
Where do you go shopping?